Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, your master motivator and resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week we come together to engage on Life's Highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. If you've missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. On our last installment, we discussed making it happen with in-studio guest Shay Givens. I must say that there was such a richness shared with our in-studio guest last week, Shay Givens. One of the things that stood out for me was the three primary areas of fear. The fear of the unknown, the fear of failure, and the fear of what others think, and that fear of change. That fear of failure connects with the fear of what others think and the fear of change. It was really rich and insightful. I encourage you to visit online to share in the fullness of the episode because there were quite a number of great nuggets that were shared. Before we go into today's episode, allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. Coach Adams, I will share about 40 minutes into our broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appropriate time. So I encourage you to take notes. If you're on your laptop or your iPad or your tablet, capture those notes. Maybe you go old school with a legal pad and pen, whatever it is, capture your notes so that at the appropriate time, if you have a question that needs to be answered or you want to chime in with some richness of nuggets that you've gleaned on your journey, we welcome you to do so at that time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. And we're specifically looking at developing your shape, and we're talking about envisioning your shape. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in tonight's broadcast with you, to have someone to join you for today's show. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, a fax, an email, whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We want to thank you in advance, and we extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. The question on the table today, as this new year, 2017, has truly kicked into gear. Many start off the new year writing resolutions and outlining goals of some sort, and I have to ask you, in all of what you're doing, are you positioned to win? We've established that this win concept is the ability to work it now, working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams. Today we're going to take a closer look at what it truly means to develop our shape as we are focused on shaping up so that we can be in position to win. I have to ask you this question virtually to our global listening audience. What are you doing to work your vision, to achieve your goals, and to live your dreams? What are you doing daily to position yourself for the manifestation of your vision, to position yourself for the achievement of your goals, to position yourself that you would truly live out your dreams? You know, as we closed out 2016, there was such great talk in the media about all of those in the entertainment industry that did not make it to this new year, 2017. And what I found profoundly interesting about that is that that industry was truly heavy in their hearts because they indicated that 2016 was a year that they had and experienced a lot of loss. But you're in 2017, we are in 2017, which means that our journey has not yet come to a close. Many lives in the entertainment industry that were lost, they have left a legacy that will continue on far beyond the years that they may have had breath in their bodies here on this earth. And my question to you as your resident empowerment coach, if you're looking for 2017 to be a year that you experience that this is a year that there's a greater manifestation of greater things, it's going to require more of you. And so in order for you to walk in and experience a manifestation of greater things, you have to do some things differently. And that's why I continue to raise the question, are you positioned to win? You know, I heard a quote recently by Tony Robbins, and this quote was, it is in your moment of decision that destiny is shaped. In your moment of decision, destiny is shaped. And my question to you, our global listening audience, the question that I keep asking myself as I am still in process on the journey as well is, what am I doing with each moment, the decisions that I make that are shaping my destiny? You know, I've been processing around my 4 hours of power with Coach Adam, Shape Up and Win, Win Shop coming up at the end of this month, January the 28th, looking at some decisions that need to be made as I prepare for this big day of empowerment in the lives of others. And I want to know from you, what are you doing to position yourself? Because I understand what it means to develop your shape, this acronym that was given to me, this divine intervention of these key elements that must be in place in order for us to be in a greater position for the manifestation of our vision, be in alignment at the starting line, and to be able to finish this race and achieve our goals, and ultimately live out our destiny. See, I know as a coach that before you can shape up, you must always prepare your mind for the journey. And many of us start out the journey and our mindset is that of defeat. You know, we get started, we look at things logically, and we get in the ring or we get in the race, and in the back of our minds, we're thinking, oh, it's not going to work out. I'm not going to win. I don't even need to start the race. And many of us start out in a position of defeat versus being in position to win, at a place of readiness, saying, I'm committed to working it now. I'm committed to the manifestation of my vision. I'm committed to my goals being achieved. I'm committed to living out my dream. I don't know about you, our global listening audience, but I know for me, Coach Adams, I don't want days to go by and I live life with regrets or feel like I'm just existing and I'm not living out the assignment of why I was placed on this earth and what I was created to do. So for me, my mindset is one of I can, despite the obstacles, despite the challenges, despite the struggles, it's a mindset of I can. What is your mindset? Because the storms are going to come. There's going to be terrible storms that are going to rage. If you're not already in a storm, I assure you, you're on your way to one or you've come out of one. It's all a part of life's process because life is about seasons. But just because you may be dealing with some obstacles and you may be dealing with some storms, when you look out into the sea of life, it doesn't mean that because you can see a storm raging, that that's a sufficient reason not to leave the shore, to take a risk, to step out. And in this process of stepping out, the first thing on our journey that we must do is, as we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, we're talking about the significance of developing our shape, as this is the time to shape up and win. If you've never done what you needed to do for the manifestation of your vision, to live your dreams and to achieve your goals, now is the time. And at that base foundational level, it starts with having a blueprint, having clear-cut strategies in place. If you have not already taken the time to write out your goals for this year that we're already in, you are behind. But it's not too late. And I want us to be reminded that a goal is a desire or a result that we ourselves may have or we desire for specific systems that we're working within. And this is something that we must envision. And when we're talking about that I must envision my goal, I must have a clear vision and envision my vision, that means that there must be clarity. I must be specific. You know, when it comes down to, for example, planning and preparing for 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams fast approaching on January the 28th, I have to start out with a clear vision. And so I want to encourage you that if you don't have a clear vision for where you're going, you are going to be moving through life blindfolded. And when you start hitting things and it's not going the way that you desire, you can't blame anyone other than you because you're blindfolded moving through this journey known as life. So one of the keys to effective goal setting is being able to envision. Having the clarity is key. Seeing every detail and the specifics of that, starting from the inside out so you can manifest that. Seeing it and being specific. And whatever it is, take a risk this year. Do something different. Envision it, but know that there will be times along the way that you will have to design and redesign. You'll have to reshape. But don't stop. Don't quit. Keep moving forward towards your target. Envisioning is so key because if I can't see where I'm going, again, I'm moving through life blindfolded. When someone says, what is your vision? You should have a clear picture image and be able to articulate that because you've taken the time to envision that. You know, one of the things that stands out is I recall when we had our in-studio guest on last week, Shay Givens, and we were talking about making it happen. She was sharing with us as well that she had to know what is it that you're making happen. Many of us can't make it happen because we don't even know what we're fighting to make happen. And so having that clear vision is so key. And, you know, so often when we can see the vision, there are times when doubt would creep in. There are times when you begin to question because logically oftentimes things don't quite show up the way that you desire for them to. But I want to share with you as your resident empowerment coach that when you are envisioning, it's important to have clear picture images. Use pictures and images. Vision boards are a great tool in this process, having a vision board so that you can truly see it clearly with the picture images that you place on your vision board. And as it relates to vision board basics, I want to share with you three types of vision boards, three basic types.
One is I know exactly what I want. Again, we're talking about developing our shape and specifically the area of envisioning. And so as it relates to the three types of vision boards, understanding that there are three basic boards, I know exactly what I want. This vision board is one that you're extremely clear on what you want. For example, my vision board for Motivational Mondays is very clear that every other week we will have an in-studio guest. The opposite weeks, we have someone, the opposite weeks is Shape Up and Win, our Shape Up series, the details around the start time, what needs to happen from week to week, moment by moment is very clear. The images are very clear. A part of my vision board process that I use through technology is Trello. It helps to make it very clear, and you can gain access to different images that help to bring it even more clear. Maybe you're old school and you just want to use a whiteboard, go for it. Bottom line is to have those images, those picture images that are so clear so that you can envision it. Because when people begin to speak against your vision, you have those images that are reminding you that I can. And so I know exactly what I want is one type of vision board. Number two is opening and allowing. This vision board is one that I'm not quite sure on what I desire, so I'm staying open and I'm allowing certain images that connect with me to become a part of shaping this particular board that is a board of openness, and I'm allowing organically for it to be shaped. Different than I know exactly what I want. And this using vision board, it doesn't have to be for someone that has a business. It doesn't have to be for someone that has a vision, because there's another type of vision board in the three that I'm sharing with you today. And this is a theme-based vision board. The theme-based vision board highlights a specific area or an event. Say, for example, you're about to turn 50 and you want to have a 50th birthday bash. And so you have a vision board, or 30 or 20, whatever that looks for you. You have this vision board that is theme-based. And so you shape the images around a specific theme. The one thing that I want us to be reminded of is that regardless of if you're looking at a vision board that you know exactly what you want, you're very clear, or you're open and allowing it to organically unfold because you're not quite sure, or it's a theme-based vision board where you're highlighting a specific area or a specific event, it doesn't matter. But you have to envision. Whatever the tool that you deem supportive of you being able to capture those pictures and those images, because I've grown to learn and recognize that we can't do what we can't see. And when your vision is crystal clear to you, what matters most is that you see it. Others may come alongside and catch your vision, but what's most important for you as a visionary is that you can see it very clear, that the vision for you is crystal clear, that every intimate detail, you know it. You may not know how to necessarily get on the other side, but you know and can see with clarity the images. You know, it's so funny. I traveled to Dallas to spend time with my family for Christmas and New Year's. And, you know, I
flew on a specific airline, and the airline was so interesting to me, I thought, wow, there's a disconnect in the vision. Because the name of the airline, and I won't call the name because Coach Adams doesn't want to get herself in trouble, but the airline, the name of the airline, and how the individuals handle you is two totally different things. I said, wow, there's a disconnect in the vision, because as I'm living life, I'm always making a connection with the principles that I know, and I'm saying, how do they convert? And I thought, wow, this airline should not be named what it is named, because the people that are the downline do not represent the brand well. There's a disconnect in the vision. I'm sure when the visionary came up with the name, they had a specific vision in mind with a mission and a model and how they felt people would be handled. But yet, the vision is not living to the full capacity of the brand. And so often, for many of us, that happens because we lose sight of the vision. That's why it's important to keep the vision before you. A way in which to do that is through one of the tools that I'm sharing, and that's vision board. We've talked about, again, that there are three basic boards. In addition, we have to have a crystallized plan. We have to write the vision and make it plain. Include action steps and schedule timelines. You may have to adjust from time to time, but imagine, if you will, if I said, woohoo, I'm having a wind shop. And people said, when, Coach Adams? Oh, I don't know. Just sometime in the future. I just want you to know I'm having a wind shop. That's not a clear vision and plan with action steps and a timeline. So when I say to you, join me, Master Motivator, Empowerment Coach Adams, for her next wind shop, I should be able to tell you when that is. At the end of this month, January the 28th. When we talk about, for example, I'm giving you examples that you can connect with because I want you to understand the significance of your vision. Your vision could be to get into shape physically. Your vision could be, I want to grow to be healthier. I want to lose weight. I want to start a vision. I want to start a business, whatever that may be. Regardless of the specific area of focus, if it's personal or professional, the principles that I'm sharing for you is so key. Because say, for example, it's a weight loss goal and you're trying to get into shape physically versus getting into shape with your vision. You have to envision, what does this end result look like? And you have to have a clear-cut plan associated with that you have envisioned. So first, everything starts with being able to envision it. I have to be able to see it because I cannot do what I cannot see. And once I see it, I have to take what I see and now convert it into a plan that's tangible. I have to now write out that vision and make a plan that's clear, that includes action steps that I can follow that are target-based, timeline-based. Like Motivational Mondays, every Monday right here on Inspired Media for You at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You don't have to remember anything else, but every Monday, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. What do you need to know? The next wind shop is January the 28th, the last Saturday of this month, 4 hours of power in Cobra City at the beautiful Courtyard by Marriott Hotel. If you have not registered for this powerful time, I want to share with you that it's not too late. I encourage you to go online and visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. ticketriver.com/Coach Adams for event details and to be able to acquire your ticket. You may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, what in the world does that have to do with what we're talking about? I'm giving you illustrations based on my journey so that you can see that there has to be a clear-cut plan, that you have to see all of the details. I have to not only see where will the event be hosted, I have to be able to say when it will be. I have to have a clear strategy on promotions and registration and all of those details. What will the when shop workbook look like? What will that 4 hours look like? What will the power, all of these various details. And I'm sharing that with you with the hope that you would connect around understanding that you have to be able to envision whatever that vision is, whatever that goal is that you desire, envision it from the inside out, and then convert it into a clear plan with action steps. If it's getting into shape physically, okay, I will walk 4 days a week, 30 minutes each day from 7 a.m. to 7:30, whatever that looks like. So having that clear plan, envision and have a plan. The next thing on our journey as we're developing our shape, and we're specifically talking about strategies today as our first level of getting into shape, we have to have strategies in place. We've talked about I must envision, I must have a plan. The other layer of that is we must have a commitment to that plan. And I often share that our why is more important than how, because I must know why am I doing what I'm doing. Why this particular goal? Why this particular vision? And the reason why I say that is for many of you, like Coach Adams, you're starting a vision with no money. And so if that why is not clear, when the money is not there, guess what? You're going to run out of steam if it's only about the money. Now, please don't misunderstand, Coach Adams, in that money is important. Believe me, I deal with this battle every day. There's a tug of war of the reality that there is great significance in having the manna, the M-O-N-E-Y, having those wood chips. You have to have it. I can't go to my landlord when rent is due and say, I have this vision and I'm going to give you that. That's my check I'm going to cash. No, you have to have the actual resources. There has to be this exchange of resources in commerce that happens. And so with that said, I want you to know that when I share about converting a vision and starting a vision with no money, I'm speaking to you based on what I know, but you must have a commitment. Your why is more significant than your how. And many of you may be saying, listening in, if you're regular listeners, well, Coach Adams, you told me this already. I've heard it. But do you really get it? And I continue to reinforce that because logic is going to fight to get the best of you on your journey. Logically, you may not have the money that you need to finish that vision. So logic is going to be that tug of war battle that's going to be fighting against you. But you have this great vision, and you know why you're doing it. But if you don't know why you're doing it, and you don't have the money, you'll easily throw in the towel. Oh, I'll just put it to the side for now. Do you know for many who started their vision, they didn't have the money, but they knew the why. They were passionate about their vision and committed to that process. And that's what we're talking about today on Motivational Monday, with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. As we're getting into Shape to Win, we're talking about developing our shape. That in this development of my shape, strategies are important. I must have a clear blueprint. But in order to have that clear blueprint, that plan of action, I have to envision all of the details. We've stated that vision board is a great support in this process. I know exactly what I want is a type of vision board. You have a clear vision. If you don't know exactly what you want, then we said stay open. There is the opening and allowing vision board. This is the vision board that you're not quite sure. You allow things to organically unfold. You select pictures and images that begin to speak to you and your vision. Or the third type of basic vision board, as we're talking about three in this process of envisioning, is a theme-based vision board, where you highlight a specific area or a specific event. So once you've envisioned, and we've said vision boards is a great tool, you now create a plan, and with this plan, you must have tangible action steps and schedule timelines that are targets so that you can adjust and design and redesign as you need to and make shifts as you need to if things are not quite coming together. This touch in, these markers, milestone markers, it's not so that you just throw in the towel. It's so that you can constantly see the progression of your vision, of your target, of your goal, and how are you progressing in closing this gap. We stated that you must be committed to this vision. No one is going to be committed like you will be committed to your vision. Will others come alongside with you? Yes, absolutely. They will catch the vision as you cast the vision and tell the vision that they will catch the vision. But the ultimate layer of commitment is you. It's so interesting because when I reflect on, for example, last year versus the year before and those that were, quote, unquote, walking alongside, joined in the process of the vision, many of them have fallen off the beaten path. And who's left standing, keeping the torch going on the vision? The visionary. Because staff and team and support will evolve and change, that constant is you as the visionary. You have to stay committed. And even if you're saying, Coach Adams, but for me it's a personal goal, I'm trying to lose weight, then great. Be committed to that vision. You have to have a commitment to that vision. Know what's driving you and why you are on this path, and making sure that with that, your plan is clear, that you can, in fact, stay committed to that vision. You have to develop your plan continuously. Know your target, set milestones along the way, as I mentioned, and continuously develop your plan. Your plan may start out one way, personally or professionally, and it may evolve and grow. You know, when I think about when I first started my journey as a speaker, it was shaped differently than how it has evolved. You know, over the past couple of years, Coach Adams has become even more clear on what is it that is unique for me to offer to the marketplace. My full circle of empowerment was developed. A part of that is my Win Shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams that are hosted twice a year. Each time we have one, we develop and improve the system to make it better for the next time. Clear on the targets and the milestones and all of that. And so I share that with you so that you know, even with whatever it is that you're doing, you'll have to develop. So you have to envision, you have to have a plan, you have to have a commitment, but you'll have to continuously be developing that vision, continuously developing the strategic plan, the blueprint for the goals that you've set before you. And speaking of goals, there, you know, I love to remind individuals listening, and I remember we had the money coach on, Cosette White, and we had a powerful time of discussing your financial story. One of the things that I love about what we discussed is she even said, Cosette White, the money coach, that you have to set SMART goals as it relates to your money future. With anything, we have to have clear-cut goals, and a way in which to set goals is SMART goals, that our goals are specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. So make sure when you're setting your goals that your goals are specific, SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. I want to take a pause here right where we are. We're talking about developing our shape, and we're shaping up to win. 2017 is a year for greater things, but you have to be positioned differently. I want you to know, our global listening audience, that this is the time in our programming where we invite you, our global listening audience, to chime in. Maybe you have a question or a comment, wisdom that you can share. Now is the time for you to jump on in and share those nuggets with us. I often say it would be horrible to have your resident empowerment coach, the light is on for you to pull your number and your number's being called to get some on-the-air coaching around your vision, around your goals, and not to receive that, to go into a bank and be standing in the bank, need to make a withdrawal and not walk to the teller. So this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're on your electronic device, you do need to dial in, meaning if you're on your laptop or your iPad, your tablet, and you're listening in online, you do need to call in to be able to ask a question live with us. And again, you would press 1 on your telephone keypad. The dial-in number for our broadcast is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I see we have a caller. Caller, area code 909, last 4 digits, 0774. Welcome. We thank you for interacting today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.
Well, good evening, Coach Adams. Blessings to you. I was tuning in on tonight, excuse the voice, and it must have been perfect timing because I was tuning in and I didn't get the beginning of the show, but I got, I think, like 15, 20 minutes into the show. And one of the things you said that really stood out, because I think a lot of people are experiencing this, is you said, you know, when you start your vision and you begin to speak the vision and people grab a hold of the vision and they're with you and everybody's excited, and then all of a sudden everybody starts kind of falling off from the vision. And I think that's where people get a little detoured or get discouraged, is when others, you know, start falling off. And I just thought that was good that you brought that up, because at the end of the day, it's your vision. And God had to show me that it's my vision, and I'm held accountable to the vision that he gave me and making sure that vision manifests. And whether it's me by myself or me and a million, I'm going to have to run with that vision. So I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I know so many people that I speak to, you know, on a daily basis that's either entrepreneurs or that are in ministry and God's given them a vision for a ministry. They get so discouraged by the lack of support that they feel like they get, and they get really discouraged. And so if we're not careful, that could cause you to abort the baby. You know, if you just get somebody who's supporting you, you'll begin to, you know, you could begin to kill or murder, so to say. I know that's strong words, but what God has given you, the vision, the baby, his baby that he's given you. And I'm sure Mary didn't have a whole lot of support when she was pregnant with Jesus, because in those days we know that what the customs were. And so to many, it may have looked like she was a floozy or anything. They just, you know, she might not have a lot of support, but had she got discouraged, then she, you know, she may have killed the baby. The promise may have never manifested had she got weak or had she got discouraged, her and Joseph, to continue to carry the vision. So I love you, my sister. Thank you so much for sharing that. There's so many people out there that need to hear that, because they're in a season right now that there's a lot of discouragement behind support. And I just think people need to know they need to move forward and continue forward what God's given them.
And, you know, I thank you so much for bringing out that point, because, you know, I often want to be transparent. And one of the things recently, and you hit the nail on the head, is that we would get to that place of aborting the baby. And I was struggling myself with my vision, because it's so big and it's beyond me when I look at the fullness of it. And I heard the simple words of, don't let your baby die. In the midst of all of the other stuff, because life's going to happen, like you said, the reminder, it comes back to each and every one of us. We are responsible for not allowing our baby to die. That which God has placed in us, that is our charge to bring here on earth. If it's just me and me, or me and you, we have to move forward with it. So thank you so much. I love you, and I appreciate you, and I'll be talking to you soon. So as we continue today's broadcast, and our caller, if you would please press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue, 1 to remove yourself. Our lines are still open, and we are definitely, I love when we have the interaction, because it is so key. Don't be shy. Don't be scared, as they would say. This is the time in our broadcast when we do invite you, our global listening audience, to chime in. You still have time to jump into the broadcast. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. But speaking of visions, I want to share with our global listening audience and remind you about what is fast approaching that Coach Adams is hosting for you to take your lives to the next level. 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, fast approaching in literally OMG 19 days. It's so funny how quickly time flies. It's hard to believe that it's less than 20 days for 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. If you have not gotten your seat yet, oh my gosh, you are missing the boat. I want you to be reminded that 4 hours of power with Coach Adams is truly, and this is not just Coach Adams saying this, this is what others have said. It is without question a true life-changing time of empowerment for one's vision. So I want you to be reminded that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. In 2017, I am speaking that this would be a year of greater things, but we must be in position. And every decision that we make shapes our destiny. Remember the quote that I shared opening today's broadcast from Tony Robbins. It is in your moment of decision that destiny is shaped. And so whatever decisions you make
with each moment determines your destiny associated with your vision and your destiny associated with achieving your goals, with living out your dreams. And so I want you to know that I am here to support you twice a year in January 28th and July. We host 4 hours of Power, our live empowerment workshop, 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams, a wonderful time to shape up and win. What a great way to jumpstart this new year. 4 hours of Power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. It's an opportunity for you to interact with like-minded individuals who are vision-focused in a safe environment. It is a workshop setting, WinShop, where you are working your vision in that time, getting powerful tools to support you. So receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey at 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. If you have not already acquired your ticket, seats are still available, and you can register online at your convenience at ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. Nominal fee of $38 for 4 hours of Power. Oh, my gosh, you cannot beat that to have your resident empowerment coach live and be in an environment that is designed for you to network around your vision. As we prepare to wind down today's installment of Motivational Mondays, again, you still have time to chime in. If you have a question, press 1 on your telephone keypad. I want to give us a quick reminder because we were talking about today in our Shape Up series, developing our shape, and specifically we're looking at strategies, what we were talking about. And that is just a slight snapshot of some of the richness that you will receive at the next WinShop 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams, because when you are working on the manifestation of your vision, you must have clear strategies. You must have a clear blueprint. You must have a clear plan in place and be able to envision that. And you have to be the one that not only are you envisioning it, using pictures and images and vision boards is a great way to do that. You have to have a plan. And you have to be committed to that plan against all odds when nobody is there, when a lot of people are there. As we had the caller to share, that people will out of the gate full steam ahead, they'll be there with you, and then they fizzle out. The question is, what will you do when there is that fizzling out with the vision that was given to you? Will you continue the race? The race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but to the one that would endure. Will you endure? Because life's challenges and circumstances, they're going to come. The storms will be raging. But just because you can look out into the sea of life and see storms raging, it doesn't mean that you stay on the shore, jump in. In 2017, I hope that you would do everything that you can to live your best life. Tomorrow is not promised. As we stated, the entertainment industry closed out 2016 with a heavy heart because of all of the loss that they experienced. The mere fact that you and I are still here, we still have an assignment. There is still work for us to do. You don't have breath in your body. Just to have breath in your body, to just exist, don't just exist. Allow your life to have purpose and do whatever your assignment is. And at each season in our lives, that may shift and it may look differently from one season to the next. But the mere fact that you're tuned in and you still have life in your body, breath, that means that your time here on earth is not over. There's still a vision for you, and it's about manifesting that vision. You know, it's interesting because I heard another quote by Helen Keller, and I thought this was so powerful. When you really think about this, knowing who Helen Keller is, and Helen Keller, this quote was, walking with a friend in the dark is better than walking alone in the light.
And I bring that out in this moment because support is awesome. There are times when you may not have the support that you want in grand numbers, but if you just have one person that's supporting you, for me, it's my Heavenly Father on earth. I have a couple. I have many that I can mention. And I'm very fortunate in that regard. But who is supporting you in the dark spots, in the dark? And that's what's most important, because life is going to send you those dark spots. And in those moments where you have to make decisions associated with your destiny, there's going to be tough decisions that you have to make around your vision, tough decisions that would keep you aligned for you to manifest your vision. You know, when nobody's tuned in, quote unquote, to Motivational Monday, will I continue the vision? When it's only a few people that say I'm coming to 4 hours of power, will I continue the vision? Will you continue the vision? When the money's not there for the publishing of the book, will you continue the vision? When you're having challenges with the contract and escrow, will you continue the vision? When your body is battling against you and it's telling you you can't, will you continue the vision? And that's what we're talking about and what we've been talking about today on Motivational Mondays. And wowzer, how quickly an hour of power flies by. I want you to know that we want to continue this conversation with you. And to support you, our global listening audience, we have created a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. So let's stay connected, continue to the dialogue. You can go on to Facebook, and it's the Motivational Mondays forum. Just simply, if you're not already a part of the group, which is an open group, just send an invite and we'll definitely allow you to become a part of that. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays today, and I want you to know that if you're not already a part of Coach Adams' network, please visit my website at coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Be reminded about 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. Open registration, advanced registration is open until the 21st, and then it is the premium registration. So you do have a little bit of time to register. Again, 4 hours of power is fast approaching in less than 20 days. Would love to share that amazing time with you around your vision as we're starting off this new year. All of the details, again, are available at ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. We have a lineup of amazing guests that will be sharing with us and dropping in and out of our virtual boardroom throughout this year of 2017. I'm excited about what's on the horizon. I truly do believe that this is the year, 2017, of greater things. And I don't know about you, but I want to make sure that I stay in position. And being in position means that you are doing, actively involved with doing what you know to do for your vision, for the manifestation of your goals. You can have a goal, but if you're not moving, taking action, executing around that, it's just a woulda, coulda, shoulda, I hope that I could. You'll leave this year in the same position that you left the last year and that you started. I charge you that in this year, 2017, that you would break the insanity. Do things differently in this new year. Don't keep doing the same things over and over and expect different results. Know that Coach Adams, as she's sharing with you, she's speaking to herself. Like, where are those areas that I can break the insanity? Do something differently to get different results. I charge you with that so that together we can walk through this year and there be a manifestation of greater things that when we close out, we can say, wow, look at what happened. You know, I can look back on 2016 and say, wow, there was all of this that happened in the year.
successful wind shop. So many guests have joined us in Motivational Mondays and on and on and on, and we're continuing to develop and grow. What can you say? Can you say that you are positioned to continue to grow and develop? We want to hear more around that as we continue our SHAPE series on next week. Thank you for tuning in to Motivational Monday. This is Coach Adams, one who inspires. We thank you again for tuning in. I coach and you win. Let's make it an amazing year.